Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you guys. This is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. You know I love you, love you, love you. I just thank you that you've actually take time out your busy schedule to be with us here on Good Deeds. Now, what we do here at Good Deeds, our mission and our purpose is to share your dreams, your goals, your purpose, and, of course, your destiny in life. You know, we just want people to know that manifestations are now. All those things can come true right now because you got to have now. You got to put it to action. Now you got to take a stand. Now you just have to birth what's inside of you. That's what we all have to do. And we actually give you strategies. We give you tips by sharing other people's information. Because I always say this, if you're in your purpose, guess what? I'm in my purpose. And we are here to help each other. We are in relationships. Your relationship in your family, that could be husband, wife, you know, with your children. And, of course, with your business, you got to have relationships because people have to what? People have to trust you before they actually would buy anything. I think one literature said that people come to your website at least 7 times before they consider. I'm not saying buy, before they consider. They actually come 7 times to your website or to your social media platform. So the whole point that I'm trying to get at, no matter what you're doing, no matter what you're calling, your purpose, whatever you're doing, guess what? Media is very important. Media, entertainment, we'll say as the big umbrella, is very important. To know how to put it out there and put it out there, and I'm going to say this word, it could be for a man or lady, in a graceful way. Well, that means authentic. Meaning that it's your story, so if someone asks you again at 10 o'clock at night, you can still say, this is my story. And the reason why I'm alluding to that, because the umbrella of entertainment, we see it all around us, okay? But our awesome, 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 wonderful young lady we have today on the show, she actually is a radio show host. She's an actress, you know? So that all that is entertainment. But you know what? It's a way of doing it, and it's a way of doing it in a spirit of excellence. So we want to welcome, welcome, welcome her, and she's a wonderful young lady. I've been on her platform, and I just love her spirit. We want to welcome, welcome the awesome, the phenomenal Miss Joyce White to Good Deeds. How you doing?
Hey, Miss Renee Sunday. I am doing very, very, very well, blessed and highly favored, like I always like to tell people.
Well, that's it. That's it in a nutshell, right?
Yep, that's it in a nutshell. Blessed and highly favored.
Wow. So let's dive in because you have so much to share. We want to make sure we get all this information so we can, you know, apply to our life and we can actually go a little step further in our destiny. Tell us what's how things go. You know, just the awesome things that's going on in your life right now, and tell us a little bit more about your awesome platform.
Amen, amen. I just want to start by saying that I, after 2.5 years of doing my radio show, Faith Walk with Joyce White on the Survival Radio Christian Network, have been blessed with the honor to be nominated as Woman on Fire in the media category. So I'm still in awe and excitement and praising God every morning when I wake up. And right now, voting is going on. And I'm just asking everyone that's listening right now, if you've been a supporter of my radio ministry, Faith Walk with Joyce White, please head on over to www.womanonfire.ca/Atlanta/nominees with an S and vote for me. All you have to do is type in 50 to 100 words why you feel I deserve this media award. Now, this wonderful event is taking place, the awards portion is taking place on April 30th at the Holiday Inn Atlanta Roswell on 909 Holcomb Bridge Road in Atlanta, Georgia. Now, the tickets are only $97, and I just want everyone, if you're a supporter or a fan of Faith Walk with Joyce White show, please, please come on out and support this wonderful event. The charity that's being sponsored is for starving children in Haiti, and this is a wonderful organization that is helping women entrepreneurs be recognized. And I'm still, like I said, in awe being selected as a nominee in the media category. So I just ask, tonight's the deadline for voting. So please, please head on over there and vote for me. And I just give everybody thanks and love and supporting me. I thank you for that. But a little bit more about me and what I do. I am the host of Faith Walk with Joyce White show on the Survival Radio Christian Network. Now, my platform is to educate, empower, and entertain the world. I've been blessed this year, 2016. God has been opening up so many doors for my radio ministry that I am now being rebroadcast on two different internet radio stations. I'm on Jerry Royce Live Worldwide, which is positivepower21.org. I'm also on blaze1radio.com. Shout out again to Gordon Mills, and also shout out to Jerry Royce Live for allowing my show to be rebroadcast on their fabulous networks. So I'm just, you know, in awe and still thanking God for the wonderful blessings that he is doing for my radio ministry. And basically what I'm trying to do with my radio ministry, I always tell people, they say, why are you always so happy? And why are you always so joyful? And this is my little saying to everyone. It's the joy in Joyce. That's right. The first three letters of my name spell out J-O-Y. And I know it was not an accident that my mom named me Joyce, because that's what I'm filled with. I have genuine joy. I try to remain positive in all situations. And I know that we are living in some crazy times right now. People are acting like they're self-righteous, selfish. But I'm here with my radio platform to help people de-stress. If you are stressing out over certain situations, I bring on guests that inspire me. And if they inspire me, I know they will inspire you, and I have them come on the show. I have like a wide range of different guests that I like to have on my show. It could be spoken word guests, gospel artists, pastors, teachers, preachers, authors, anything that is inspiring to humanity and is inspiring to me. I just want to help people promote their products, their books, their services. And that's what God, I noticed that one of the talents God has placed within me is to be a helper. I am loving to be a servant. I always like to volunteer for different organizations. I mean, I even volunteer at an organization that is entitled GARS, Georgia Radio Reading Service, where I broadcast a show called Body, Mind, and Soul. And now GARS is an organization for the blind, so they have their own internet radio show. And I've been doing this for over 3 years, Body, Mind, and Soul. It airs every Monday morning at 8:30 a.m. on the GARS Internet Radio Network. And I just recently got word from GARS saying that my radio show, Body, Mind, and Soul, is now being heard internationally. Again, all I can do is give God the praise, because he is the one that's opening up these doors for me. He's allowing me with the gifts and talents that he has bestowed within me to be an entertainer, because that's my motto. I'm an entertainer. It's what I do. So I just give God all the honor, the glory, and the praise for opening up that avenue to me as well. He's also opening up another avenue for me to speak to young women that are between the ages of 13 to 19 with a youth mentoring program that I'm starting called Junior Virtuous Woman. It comes off of Proverbs 31, verses 10 through 31. We need to be virtuous women, yes. So I'm trying to help the young ladies that are in those awkward ages between 13 and 19 discover who they are, develop high self-esteem, and to know that they are to be virtuous women. I also have a mentoring program for virtuous women that are between the ages of 34 and 54. Again, it's all about self-esteem. There are a lot of people out here that have probably developed low self-esteem, maybe because their parents weren't there for them or didn't show them love. And maybe they felt like the only way they could find love is to go out and pursue finding it through a man or just other avenues. But that's why I created this mentoring program for the junior virtuous woman between the ages of 13 and 19, and also the virtuous woman between the ages of 34 and 54. I mean, God placed it within my heart that everything that I've gone through in life, everything has been a testimony, and he's telling me now in 2016, it's time for me to share my message. So I'm always saying to God, me, me? And he's like, yes, you, you. So I'm excited about program as well. And I just want to continue to let everyone know that it's time for you to walk into your destiny, find your purpose, your passion, because God, when he birthed you on this earth, well, you came through your parents, of course, but he had already put into you the gifts, the talents, your passion, your purpose, and this is it. I'm telling you, this is 2016. It's time for us to step into finding first your purpose and your passion, and then doing what you can to operate in those gifts and talents that God has placed within you when you were born. I'm telling you, this is it. This is the year. And I'm only speaking from experience because I've been, like I said, I've been doing my radio show since 2013, and now here it is, 2016, and all of these doors are opening up. So it was like a path, a journey that God was taking me on. I mean, because he's still working on me, trying to get me where I need to be because, you know, nobody's perfect except for Jesus. So you have to allow God to work with you step by step. You have to just remember to trust in the Lord with all your heart, and please do not lean on your own understanding. You have to acknowledge all of the ways that God has for you, and it's like, you know, do whatever you can to keep your mindset on a positive level. I know there's a lot of negativity going on out in the world, but we have to do whatever it takes to stay positive. If it's through meditation, if it's through exercising, we need to stay de-stressed because God has also heightened my discernment, and I can see pain within people that I come in contact with. And I am here on this earth because, like I said, it's a joy and joyce. I'm here to take away the pain the best way that I can, if it's through entertainment, whether it's the acting projects that I'm involved in, or whether it's through my radio show or hosting events or even speaking at ministries. It's like God is saying, this is what he placed within me, the talent of entertainment. And through these different platforms and mediums, he's allowing me to help people. And that's what I'm here to do. I've always been a helper. I've always, like when I was little, I'd help my mom do the dishes and I'd help my mom in the kitchen. So it's like, it's just awesome that, that's something that God placed within me. But as an adult, I finally figured out, yeah, that's what I'm supposed to do. I'm supposed to help people. And I just can't stress enough for people to know that you can take your purpose, you can take your passion, you can turn it into, you can take it from being a hobby and turn it into a career if that's what you are. If you have that entrepreneur mindset, it is possible because that's what I'm doing. Because in February of 2016, my company, J.L. White Productions, LLC, has been birthed. So, again, it encompasses me being an actress, a model, an MC, host, radio personality, a mentor, public speaker, you name it, anything in entertainment. And sometimes people say I should put comedian on there because I'm always making them laugh. But, again, it's just a joy and joy because I just can't stand to see people not smiling and laughing because negative stuff just brings me down, and I don't like to be brought down. So, again, I am so excited.
That's amazing.
And I know I'm going on and on and on.
Yeah, that's amazing.
For a second.
Well, let's step back a bit because someone sent a question is, since, you know, because everybody throws, you know, and I shouldn't say throw out, but a lot of people use the terminology mentorship or having a coach. And since, you know, you're not having one, but you have two different platforms, what is your working definition of having a mentor? And the second question the person asks, does that always mean you have to be live, meaning in front of the person's face. Can you actually be successful in mentoring someone by doing it over the phone with them being in another state or in another country?
Yes, you can. You actually can, because, in fact, I have a radio mentor, well, mentee, I should say, because I'm her mentor, Miss Christina Lockett, who has the radio show A Message of Hope on the Survival Radio Christian Network. I am her mentor. She lives in Texas. I live in Georgia. We speak over the phone. We have only met once live in person, but we are constantly on Facebook. I support her radio ministry. She supports mine. So it is possible to mentor someone that's in another state, and it does not have to be face-to-face. That's correct.
Yeah, I believe that. So when you say having a mentor, I mean, what does that really kind of entail? And how is that different from having, you know, there's a big thing out there now about having a coach. So what's the difference in having a mentor in you know, instead of having an actual coach? You know, there's so many coaches, business coach, you know, intuitive coach, purpose coach. There's so many out there. What in your you know, in regards to your mission and purpose, what is the difference in a mentor and having a coach?
Yes, now the difference in a mentor, the way I am mentoring Ms. Christina Lockett is, she has never done radio before, and I had already been doing radio. In fact, the way we met was she was a guest on my radio show, and after being a guest on my radio show, she felt led to start her own radio show, and she came to, you know, the network, the Survival Radio Christian Network, and the owner of the network, Clark Garrison, he likes to help each person that's coming onto the network new to have a mentor. So he assigned me to be her mentor. And to me, the difference between a mentor and a coach is a mentor shows you what to do step by step by step. If you have a question, a concern, if you need assistance or not sure how to do something, just ask the mentor, and that's when they step in and they show you the ropes, per se. Now, with a coach, because I've had coaches as well trying to help me as far as with my, you know, business as an entertainer, what a coach does is they take what they know about, you know, the certain topic. Let's say it's a business coach. They take what they've done as far as in their business exploits, and they give you the same tactics and methods that they did to be successful so that you don't have to go through all those bumps and bruises in the road, per se. Does that make sense?
Mhm. That makes sense. Yeah, that makes sense. Because, you know, the whole point that we're saying, ladies and gentlemen, that we all need someone to keep us accountable. So the big umbrella in regards of either one is someone that's keeping you accountable. Now, you know, you would think that we wouldn't, I'm going to say adults, that we would need that. But you do. You need someone to actually to celebrate you. You need someone to encourage and motivate you. But you also need someone to push you when you're feeling like you're in a weary season, if we want to call it that. But so that is very powerful. But I want to ask you this in regards of you mentioned briefly about the type of guests that you have on your platform. Are you taking guests at this point or in this, you know, this season, or and how can people actually try to get some more information about being on your platform?
Amen. Yes, I am definitely seeking guests. I am now booking for the month of September. My show is live every Tuesday at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So if you know of somebody, or if you feel like you're a guest that fits my platform, again, it has to be something that's inspiring to me. And if it inspires me, then I know it's going to inspire my listening audience. So you can feel free to send me an email going to joy, J-O-Y, white like the color, 35 at yahoo.com. I have a Facebook fan page if you want to reach out to me on that. It's Faith Walk with Joyce White. And I also have an associate producer. I forgot. I'm, like I said, I told you, I'm growing here on Faith Walk with Joyce White. And her name is Dion Beverly. She's on Facebook as well, or you can send her an email if you want to be a guest on the show. Her email address is dionbeverly@gmail.com, and she'll be more than happy to fit you into the schedule. Now, usually when I book guests, I have like two slots available. So there's like a 7:35 p.m. slot available and an 8:05 p.m. slot available. And so based on, you know, your schedule, if you're available on Tuesday night at 7:35 p.m. or 8:05 p.m., just let her know all of that information when you're inquiring about being a guest on the show.
That is just so powerful. We just cannot get over the excitement and the awesome things that you're doing. Someone inboxed something a little funny. She said, "You, Dr. Sunday, you're a real woman of God. You actually have another media personality on your radio." But let me speak to that just real quickly. You know, that's my main motto. If you follow me, I really enjoy, at my platform, we really enjoy supporting other people. Because guarantee, and I'm not, you know, if you have an interview with Ms. Joyce, you have an interview with me here on one of the platforms, you will have an awesome experience regardless. And the thing is, we work together for the same mission, is to get you exposure, that you actually can reach more people. And the most important is impacting people's lives, that they actually can move forward in their destiny. So everybody has their own different personality. We have our own what's called DNA makeup, but we all are working to the same goal, and to impact people that they actually can move to their destiny in life. What we want to do here, because, you know, time goes by so quickly. It's amazing how fast. But I want to make sure I get into, and we talked about it just very briefly, it's the awesome acting that you do. Is there any particular, you know, Atlanta has gained the name, the new name is, you know, it's the film and production, you know, type of area now. You know, pretty similar to what they would say about Los Angeles and New York and that type. And being here in Atlanta, what's your opinion about, I mean, if someone just wants to move to Atlanta, I guess, let's say it that way, and you're just starting out and trying to be an actor or actress, any advice that you can give the listening audience of how, I mean, what they, you know, in regards of skill set or how they can actually get themselves out there so they can actually have an opportunity to, you know, to actually do some acting?
Definitely, definitely. I've been acting now for 13 years. How I got started was I was in my church's Easter and Christmas productions, and one year when I did the Christmas production, one of the church members pulled me to the side, and he said that I should take what I'm doing at the church outside of the church. So, you know, when you're sitting in church and somebody tells you something, and, you know, you are listening to that person because, you know, you respect that person, that's exactly what I did. So all I did was I found a reputable acting class, school to attend. From there, I started going and getting involved with independent films, because that's big here in Atlanta. There are so many different opportunities available, and there's so many great directors, writers, and film production companies that are independent, and that's what I did, and that's how I built my resume. I've also went on different, what do they call those, major film shoots. I was in the gospel as an extra, and I even have the DVD at home, and I know exactly when my part comes up, so I'll sit there and play the DVD, and I'll, like, pause it and be like, there I am. But that's exactly what I did. And if you're serious about being an actor, but make sure, though, that you're serious about it, because there is a lot of rejection in acting. So make sure that's something that you want to do, and that it's something that's a passion within you, because I'm the type that I will act for free. And in fact, I still act for free. That's how much of a passion it is for me. And it's doable, especially here in Atlanta, since it's picked up now with all these different TV shows and films. We've got studios coming left and right. So if this is what you really want to do, you have to have the determination. You have to keep your mind steady, steadfast. Do not be one of those people that wears your heart on your sleeve and you hate rejection, because if that's you, then acting is not for you. But please study with someone. Study with someone that appeals to you and that you can develop like a relationship with, because not every acting coach is for you. So you have to do your research. Some people will let you audit their classes for free. So you do your research. You find a reputable acting school or class or coach that fits you, and just go for it and just build your resume that way. Start with independent films, be an extra on these major productions, and just get yourself out there. Go to networking events. Find networking events on Facebook. They've got like 800casting.com. Get you a profile. Get you a professional headshot. And just build that resume. And that's exactly what I did. And 13 years later, I'm still going strong.
I just love it. I love it. You know, the word that comes to my mind as we continue to talk is being persistent and being resilient. You can't give up. You can't cave in. You got to, you know, you got to don't stop. You got to get it. You just got to get it. But, Joyce, we just appreciate you being here with us on Good Deeds. Please, again, give us how we can contact you and support you on social media. But we just thank you so much for taking time out your busy schedule of being here with us.
Amen. I want to thank you, Renee, for having me on Good Deeds. It's been an honor and a pleasure. And if people want to reach me, I'm on Twitter under Faith Walk W. Joyce. I have a Facebook fan page, which is Faith Walk with Joyce White. I'm also on Periscope, Joy White 1964. I'm on Instagram as JLee48. That's spelled JAYLEE, the number 48. And again, my email address is joywhite35@yahoo.com. And if you want to listen to the radio show live every Tuesday, just dial 347-237-4648. Again, the name of my show is Faith Walk with Joyce White on the Survival Radio Christian Network.
I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. Lord have mercy. Thank you. Thank you so much. We sure appreciate it. If you need us for anything, don't hesitate to reach out to us, okay?
Amen. I sure will, because Renee, I need to have you back on my show again. It's time. It's time.
Okay, well, that'll be. Oh, I really enjoyed it. I really enjoyed it. Oh, wow. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Well, you guys, we did it again. An awesome, powerful session. I mean, you got to do just like Joyce said. You can't, you got to make sure you do your due diligence in everything you do and try your, and get a mentor and get a coach, whatever one suits you at that time. But we want to play our sponsor, you know, our premium sponsor. One lady said, well, Dr. Sunday, you only play one of the clips. I offer my sponsors to do clips, but I have so many people that are actually so into the ministries that God has given me that they said, well, we don't have to do that. We just know you're doing the right thing, and we just appreciate we have our premium, one of our premium sponsors, Mr. John Sandberger, at Millionaires in Training, Owners Only. We're going to listen to his clip, but I want to let you know that we love you, love you, love you. And, you know, if you want to be a guest or you want to know anything about our nonprofit organization, Sunday Foundation, if you want to know something about our publishing company, all of our websites is at the same place. You can go from one to the other, which is www.reneesunday.com. Now, we're going to listen to this, and we're going to see you next time. This is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. See you next time.
This is John Sandberger, founder and CEO of Millionaires in Training Only. We are proud to support and listen to Good Deeds Live every Mondays and Thursday at 5:30 Eastern Standard Time with your host, the platform builder, Dr. Nate Sunday. So remember, wherever your mind can conceive and believe in your purpose, it can achieve. And don't stop. Get it.